Thank you to Veritable Virgo for doing that. Thank you to John Ong, who is, does everything behind the scenes that you do as far as training and stuff on the week up, going up to, as well as helping some of the Mac users, some of our elderly Mac users who have, you know, technical issues.
Well, as Madge Weinstein or however you say it, pointed out, Pride 48, you know, we may have started out as youngish to middle-aged-ish men,
we're
but
old,
and women, but we're getting, although I'm still younger than most of you.
Oh, shut up.
It'll be that way forever, you know? So I'll always be the twink of Pride 48.
No, because one day I'll die and I'll stop aging. And then you'll catch up and go past me. That's my plan. That's my plan, Adam. Oh,
good.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Some of our elderly Mac users who have, you know, technical issues.
It'll be that way forever.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is Ep. Episode 3537 of the BFO for Thursday, the 26th of August, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've had a very, very busy day that included... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Big Buddy Barely. Early risers, Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're early risers, because Big Fatty was up at 5:30 a.m. in the morning. Big Fatty, for hydrogen's sake, please tell us why. Well, okay, I will. Yes, Big Fatty.
Here at Fat Acres Live. Fatty plays. He takes nipper walks around the neighborhood and hangs out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Dear Hagashi, y'all, that of course is Frequency with the Fatty the Pooh bumper there. Frequency, thank you so much for that. Y'all, there's another bumper from Frequency that'll be coming up maybe tomorrow, maybe early next week. We'll just have to wait and see. Yes, Big Fatty, we will. And anyway, y'all, after I recorded yesterday, y'all, I can't remember if young Nicholas came by before or after I recorded. But anyway, he stopped by and visited before the nip took off. Ooh. And y'all, the nip walked down. I think the nip walked down to his new house here in Fat Acres while I was recording. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then we just kind of watched some of the sports ball and some stuff on the TV machine. And y'all, Big Fatty, y'all, I took my go to bed pills and I was tired, and so I climbed into the chamber probably between 9:30 and 10 p.m. in the evening, because, you know, the nip was leaving Wednesday morning at the ass crack of dawn. Yes, spaghetti. And he was going to get up at 5 a.m. in the morning, and I said, well, when when you get out of the sure, you just come in and make sure I'm awake. And because all I had to do was throw on my underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear. Well, my shorts and a t-shirt and my flip-flops. Big Fatty Haddam will be happy to hear that. Let's see. What was I going to say? Y'all, so y'all got up early Wednesday morning. The Nip had packed everything, and y'all, we were off in Ruby Red. We left about 5:45 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, it only takes about 10 to 12 minutes to get to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. And so dropped the Nip off, and y'all, then I started back here to the villa, and y'all, I got caught by a train, the choo-choo train. And y'all, it took forever. And y'all, it took about 45 minutes waiting on the train. But, you know, that was okay because I could check the 20 and the grid. The grid dot kid and everything. But but anyway, y'all, got home. I had planned, had I gotten home within a reasonable amount of time, y'all, I was going to crawl back into the bed and sleep a little more. But y'all, I just decided it was almost 7 a.m. in the morning. I just decided, no, I will not get back in the bed. And y'all, so I turned on Miss Gail King. Y'all, read the newspaper. Y'all, I'm having trouble with the Sudoku today. Phoenix Dave had trouble too. Yo, this is the level two. I'm telling you, the level twos, they get me. And but y'all, I hadn't given up yet. But anyway, and y'all, then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, I just did Fat Acres today. Got my nipple size ring closed on the Apple clock and came back, got my shirt, and then I was off. I was off to see Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, finishing up the big project with them Thursday. Probably finishing up on Friday, but anyway, and I'll tell you more about that on Tamari's little show, but anyway, helped with several little things that they needed assistance with, and y'all, then we were off to lunch. We went to lunch at the famous toastery is still closed, so we went to the restaurant just called Toast, and y'all, the lunch special was the Italian Mussolini spaghetti with meatballs. Y'all, it was good. It was really good. And so we had that, and then we headed back over to Miss Kitty's and Olive's residence. And y'all helped with a couple of little things there. And y'all, then they said, I think we're okay now. I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, after that, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that, kid? Barely, Big Fatty, barely! Well, I don't, it's not a very big receipt, Big Fatty. I'm so sorry to hear that. But, y'all, as I do on Wednesdays, went to the Von's East. Y'all, they didn't have a whole lot on sale that I wanted or needed. And so, y'all, I didn't spend very much. Y'all, I did, however, have a coupon for the Beyond Meat Spicy Brofka's sausage. So I got a package of that. Y'all, they had the boneless poke ribs on sale. So I picked up a package of that. Y'all, I wanted, you know, I bought some of those sesame sticks a week or so ago. And, y'all, I had some of those cheeses that Mr. Cackle recommended, the hot and spicy. But y'all, and I mixed those together, but y'all, it just needed something else. So y'all, I got some honey roasted peanuts to go in there. Y'all, they had the peanut butter, buy one get one free, so I got one of those. Picked me up an onion, and y'all, oh, and they had the taco shells, buy one get one free. So y'all, I got the Doritos Loco, you know, the kind of orangey red shells. I got a package that, yo, that's all I bought. Y'all, I spent $17.71, but I saved $9.51. Big Fatty, that was hardly even worth it. Well, I know, but still, we love a coupon. Yeah, Gussie, y'all came back here to the villa, and I, y'all, I put away my provisions, and what did I do then? Oh, y'all, and I also, when the Nip left, when I came back after the choo-choo train, y'all, I washed the sheets on the guest room bed, and I washed my sheets. So, y'all, Wednesday night, clean sheet night. Big Fatty, you'll have them soiled by dawn. But anyway, y'all did that, and y'all, I hadn't washed clothes. Y'all, I've gotten to the point where, you know, because all I do is nip a walk and, you know, go out a little bit. So, y'all, I'm always wearing shorts and loose-fitting T-shirts and all. But anyway, I had three loads. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. Y'all, I did a load of whites, and I put some bleach in there. I did my socks and had some white towels in the guest bathroom. And a few other things, and so I hadn't done a load of whites in a long time with the bleach, but I did that and put them in the dryer while I was I put them in the dryer and put another load in the washing machine. And y'all, then I was off, and that's when I went down to see Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. So when I got home, I finished. Finished washing and drying everything and putting it all away. Glad to have that behind me, and I'm so looking forward to clean sheet night. y'all, then I, what did I do? Y'all, that's pretty much what I've done all afternoon. Y'all, it's just been nonstop. It's been a moving day, and y'all, I'm back down with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Thursday morning at about 8:30 a.m. in the morning. So, y'all, it's going to be a long day. Gonna be a long day. So, I'm sure I'll be tuckered out. Just tuckered out, I tell you. But, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's me, Yeti Uncle John. I'm a friend of Paul the Shy Yeti from the Shot Off podcast.
Yes.
You remember me.
Yes, of course.
Yes. I'm just calling you from jail.
Jail?
Yeah. I'm in shame jail.
Shame jail?
Don't ask. It's a long story.
Okay, I won't ask.
I didn't do anything that bad.
Oh, okay.
You know,
well, I won't ask.
Up the odd demon. And,
oh, the demon.
And caused all sorts of problems on the Shot Off podcast. But,
okay, I won't ask.
Anyway,
okay.
I do get to have a call every day.
Oh!
And I thought I would call you, Big Fatty.
Well, don't ask for bail.
Poodle, of course.
Yes.
Just, you know, to see how you were doing.
I do. Lovely. Yeah. And you?
Life in jail is, you know, it's not as bad as you think. It's
oh,
not
no.
a really bad jail.
No,
like an
it's
open
good
jail.
Sex there.
Like a rehab centre.
Oh, yes.
They're just trying to sort of rehabilitate me from my cheeky ways.
Cheeky ways.
Yes. No, Dr. Smelly was teaching me magic.
And, you have cheeky you know, ways.
All I was really interested in was
with
how
special
to,
chair.
I saw a lady in half. But not just the lady. I saw anyone in half.
Oh.
But, I don't think I was a very good student. Poor Toppy. He was run ragged by my...
Was a tourniquet involved?
By my ineptitude.
Oh!
Oh, uh-huh. dear. I must make it up to him.
What?
Anyway... how's Robot Big Fatty? Have you seen him?
Oh, I have not.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know where he is.
He
comes and he goes.
Comes
you know,
and goes. news.
He's a big
it's like
time,
a venereal disease.
From what I hear. Well, did you hear about Eek the alien being pregnant?
Oh, yes.
Apparently, he's going to give birth on episode 500 of the podcast.
Oh!
Well, that's, although that's months away.
Yeah, months? But, could be anyway. Years.
Episode 500 is also when I get let out of shame jail.
Oh!
It's something to look forward to.
Oh, yes. Anyway, who are all those people in the background?
I'm going to have to go because I only get to have a 3-minute call.
Oh, but yes.
It'd be nice.
Yes.
Using my call.
Lovely.
To call you and your listeners.
Yes. So
hello,
hi.
Big Fatty Online listeners.
Hi.
You're looking very handsome today.
Oh,
and beautiful.
Thank you.
Whichever one applies.
Especially the Lesbyterians.
So
yes.
I'll say goodbye for now.
Okay. Thank you for calling. What?
If you want to send me a care package.
Care package?
Chocolate cookies.
Cookies?
Or cake with a
cake?
Fire in it.
Big Betty cake?
No. Or am I?
We'll put a...
Right. Bye for now.
Okay.
Bye, Big Fatty.
Bye. Okay,
now.
Bye-bye now. Y'all, that is Yeti Uncle John calling from the Pokey. And Big Fatty, he said he wanted us to send a cake with a file in it. I've got some manila folders over here. I don't know why he would want that inside a cake, but anyway, it sounded like the jail was quite busy, and he's doing things that are very cheeky. Yes, Big Fatty, just like the special jam, but Yeti Uncle John, I hope that you are, Big Fatty, you think he might be somebody's bitch?
Hi, I was trying to navigate this maze of buttons to push reaching the corrections department of the Big Fatty Show, but I wasn't able to get through, so I'm going to just leave a note here. Hopefully it will get to the right department. And I won't leave my name. Just call me Captain D from Tennessee. Anyway, I was listening to Big Fatty Show a few episodes ago, and this is just some information as not to mislead his viewers. Big Fatty mentioned, and again, happy birthday to Princess Hana. He was talking about she has more receipts than Jones has pills. And I believe what Big Fatty was trying to say, that she has more receipts than Carter has pills, not to be confused with Jones' back pain pills. These are Carter's liver pills that he has more of. But it probably ties right into, and it's just today, is National Senior Citizens Day, so maybe he was just having a small downtown moment. Not really sure, but just a little note to hopefully improve the program. Thank you for calling, and Big Fatty, maybe be a little more careful about spreading misinformation. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That is Captain D. Big Fatty's a great little seafood place in Tennessee. Yes. First of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Big Fatty, when he started off saying he wanted to speak to the Department of Corrections, I thought we were back in jail with Captain D. Oh, dear, I see Captain D from Tennessee. Well, you know, I don't know. And y'all, he was very quick. Very quick to point out all of the things that he thought was wrong, and y'all, he called Princess Hana he, and Carter does have little liver pills, but Dones has pills too. So I stand by my decision to call it Dones pills. Big Fatty Carter's little Dones pill. That's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the mix. And Daniel, what you got for us?
Some of our elderly Mac users who have, you know, technical issues.
It'll be that way forever.
Oh, yes. I didn't know the old gal had gotten a Mac, though. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1, and ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.